Jesus Christ said in John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world to save all men, all nations, and all people. This was his ultimate goal. Yet, we find in Matthew chapter 10, he has limited his gospel to the Jews first. In verse 5 of Matthew 10, Jesus did this. He sent his 12 disciples out and said, "Go not into the ways of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter you not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give." The first explicit directions to the apostles by Jesus was to avoid the Gentiles. Even the Samaritans was to be excluded for the time being, for they were of both Jewish and Asian origin. This explicit instructions to the people to confine themselves at first to the house of Israel was underlined by the fact that he chose 12 of them, 12 Jewish people who corresponded to the 12 tribes of Israel. Despite his first mandate to the apostles, our Lord had several contacts with the Gentiles. He even worked miracles on their behalf. The first of those contacts which our Lord had with the Gentiles was with the Roman centurion. The second was with the daughter of the Phoenician woman. And the third was the young man possessed of a devil in the lands of the Gerasenes. The first two miracles was performed at a distance. The centurion was a member of the Roman garrison stationed at Capernaum. Therefore, he must have been a Gentile. It is very likely that he, like the centurion Cornelius, whom Peter baptized, and like the eunuch that Philip baptized on the way to Africa, all of these were no doubt worshippers of God. This Roman centurion at Capernaum had been in the country long enough to know that there was a strong wall of partition between the Jews and the Gentiles. This explained the fact that when his servant lay sick, even at the point of death, he did not directly approach our Lord himself, but sent the elders of the Jews, pleading with him that he would come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they besought him, saying that he was a worthy man for whom he should do this, for he loved our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying, "Lord, trouble not yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Neither thought I myself worthy to come to you, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say unto one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servants, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard these words, he marveled at this centurion and said, "I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel." This centurion compared our Lord's authority to his own authority over his soldiers. Surely then Jesus would not have to enter the house to perform the miracles. The centurion suggested that He just give an order from where he was. The miracle was performed as the centurion requested, counting himself unworthy that Christ should enter into his house. He was counted worthy that Christ should enter into his heart. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.